This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday show live from the NovaCare Complex. 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. We'll check in with you people later in the hour. Hugh, a lot to talk about. We'll get back to the phones in a second. Can I present something I feel has kind of fallen under the radar for a while?
What's that?
All right. I feel like I've been very fair for the most part this year to Trey Turner. I've said he's had a good season, right?
Yeah.
And for the first half of the year, he was having a good season. I thought he was deserving of the All-Star game.
Yes.
He didn't end up making it, but that's all right. Not a big deal. But I thought he had a first half deserving of an All-Star nod. And I feel like in the last few weeks, we got caught up in the trade deadline. We got caught up in guys we wanted. We got caught up in Bryce Harper getting back to being closer to the Bryce Harper we expected. Hugh, something has fallen to the radar. We are in the midst of Trey Turner's worst slump of the season, and it's reminiscent of the ones he would have in his first couple years as a Philly, where he'd go up and he'd go down, right? He'd have the hot streaks and really cold streaks.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a cold one. I mean, his numbers for the season now have dipped to where his batting average is 281. His OPS is now barely above 750 at 752. Last 30 games for Trey Turner, he's hitting 224 with a 279 on base and a 288 slugging, and he has zero home runs in his last 30 games. Hugh, what's your level of, I don't know if concern is the word, but is your antenna up? Because we've seen Trey do this before, where he's red hot for a while and then he goes ice cold. But this is the first time this season it's been like that.
Is my antenna up on this? You know, it's funny, guys like this, because there's so much other stuff been going on that he tends to fly up under the radar.
I think this one is flying under the radar.
Yeah,
this is as cold as it's been all year.
I don't think it's cause for alarm just yet. I don't think so. You know, it would be nice, you know, tonight if he could get something going. But no, not no cause for alarm just yet.
I wouldn't say alarm, because he's generally just had a better approach at the plate and been more consistent this year before the last 30 games. But my antenna's up. I mean, this happened last year. I think he was hitting 340 at the All-Star break last year in 2024 when he made the All-Star team. And then he just collapsed in the second half through the playoff series where he didn't do much. So my antenna's up. I mean, I'm noticing it at the game last night. It felt like he was the only one that didn't have a hit. I mean, I think he may have been. I'm looking at the
bottom. Yeah, especially it kind of jumps out on a night like last
night. Yeah, everyone's hitting last night.
It's a hit party.
Schwarber had three. Harper had the home run. Realmuto had a hit. Castellanos, Bader, Kemp. Sosa had three hits, Weston Wilson too. I mean, the Orioles, obviously, those pitchers last night stunk, but Trey didn't do much. So it's something I have my eye on. The Trey's in an extended cold slump here. I still believe he has zero home runs at home this season. Doesn't that feel like almost like a made-up stat?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because he has double digits for the season. It's not like he has only a few home runs.
We haven't seen it in our building.
11 home runs on the year. They're all on the road. It's one of the most bizarre things. But he's in a slump. I certainly have my eye on it. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. A lot of reaction to Spike either being a bully or not being a bully to his coworkers here at WIP. I think it's completely unfounded. And Hugh is coming across as... Is overly sensitive a fair term, Kyle? Overly sensitive for Hugh today?
Yeah, I mean, extremely.
I didn't think about y'all.
Okay.
You are. You are thinking about us.
We're calling it like we see it.
Now, that was aggressive. That was aggressive, though.
Well, no, if anyone has bully tendencies, it's Kyle. Yeah, we know
definitely
that.
Definitely Kyle.
Yeah, we accept it.
But
and
he
we...
knows that.
Yeah,
he
of
knows
course.
He's a bully. I just like how everybody's coming to Spike's
it.
Defense. And we know Spike's a bully.
Doesn't that say a lot about this take of yours, though?
No, that was passive aggressive. That was real passive aggressive.
But passive aggressive and bullying are different
it's
things.
It's the same thing.
It's not it's, the same
it's
thing.
It's the same thing. He's no, coming not. Off as aggressive. It was an aggressive tone.
Lots of people in this world are passive aggressive. It's just the way of people's personality, the way they're wired. Being a bully and being passive aggressive are different things.
It was a bully. It was a bully.
That's a bully. That's not bully stuff. Kai in West Philly's up. Hey, Kai. Kai.
What's going on, folks? Hey
Kai.
Sorry, I'm picking you off mute.
You're good.
So I've been listening all day because I'm at work right now and I've been kind of listening all day, and it prompted me to call because you guys are not about to sit here and bully Hugh Douglas. You guys are
too late.
Nope. I'm taking up for Hugh because I don't know if you remember a couple of months, I think it was last season. I called in and I agree with Hugh about Rangers Juarez being tired because the kids.
And the why.
How could I forget that? Yep.
Heidi back. All that. He was exhausted. He was getting used to having the kids. And I said, and that struck me to call. And then I hear you guys taking up for Spike Eskin not being a bully. And I have to call because I have to stand on business right along with you. Spike was bullying him in that email. He basically said, if you read the subtext, because I was talking to Kyle about it, he said, there's no subtext. There's subtext. He basically said, Hugh Douglas, if you don't send over your list right now, I'm coming for you.
That's what I felt.
No, hold on a second.
I felt that.
The email, now, Kai, just want to make sure we're all on the same page. It wasn't directly a Hugh. It was a reply all to everyone on the staff.
But I felt attacked.
But I also hadn't filled out my list, I didn't take it that way.
I felt attacked.
He might as well put in the subject for, reply Hugh Douglas, where is the list?
Yeah,
I'm just saying it had a bully undertone to it, and I don't stand for it. I don't think it's cool. You know, I'm here to. I got your back, Hugh. I had your back with Ranger.
I'm just saying.
I got your back with this one. I understand the subtext of it all. I work for a nonprofit. I understand the subtext of an email.
Nasty email. Corporate America.
Come on, Hugh.
Corporate America.
Nasty.
This is corporate America.
Yes. I know it doesn't feel like it.
We're sitting in an RV talking about the Eagles. This is corporate America. Kai, we appreciate the phone call.
I know it doesn't feel like it at times, but this is corporate.
You wear pajamas to work. This is not corporate America.
Haven't worn pajamas in a while. Since we've
just wait till the fall.
Yeah, we're trying to do better.
Yeah,
as far as our attire.
Yeah.
Goes because we're outside more, Joe. We're outside.
Have you considered putting yourself in the other person's shoes?
What?
So you feel attacked? But
you mean what's his name?
Spike's shoes. Well, no. Think of it this way. And again, I feel like I understand a little bit because we had our own week a few weeks ago, quarter century week, and I was the one trying to get our teammates to vote and tally all the votes. So I understand the. What he's doing this week, right? You think about it. Of all the shows here at WIP, right? Everyone on our staff got the email to vote, right? So it could have been producers, weekend, morning, everybody. We're all equal. But maybe he was feeling a certain way that at that moment, neither of us on the midday show had responded to his first email. Neither of us had submitted our votes. So maybe he was feeling a certain way. We're teammates here.
Maybe he
was hurt.
He was not hurt.
Maybe he was.
How does Spike greet us on a daily basis when we're in office?
Again, this is family show.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm talking about. Spike's a bully. He's a bully. And that was a bullying email. And I felt some kind of way about it. And the more we talk about it, the more I feel like I have to go see the HR lady because I'm traumatized.
Yeah, the more we talk about it, the more I don't understand what you're talking
about. I'm traumatized, and I need to see somebody in the HR space.
You know how you always like to say that you're like a teacher and everyone's the students? I feel like I'm understanding the subject matter less as the day goes on.
No, it's there. You just refuse to see it, Joe. Because they like to say you have the worm. Spike has brainwashed you into, you know, he's such a bully that you are okay with his bullying. I'm not okay with it. I'm not.
I just didn't feel it was bullying.
It was a little bit.
I just was trying to be a good teammate. I filled out the Google form.
And it was the aggressive tone of the email.
Again, not even remotely aggressive. It was just words.
That were aggressive.
No. Then why are you the only one who viewed him that way?
I'm not. Devin,
it's because
Devin,
the shoe
Devin,
fit and
Devin
you
is an ally. Devin said no. similar. No. She no, said she something she similar.
That, you're twisting
she said
the
she
word.
Could see you're where I felt the way that I felt
maybe,
because
maybe that says more about how she views you and your
no,
sensitivity.
I'm saying, I can see that. No, it was an aggressive tone. It was aggressive.
I think the problem is you've gone soft. I mean, that's the we've really uncovered that.
No,
today,
that's
more,
not it.
More than anything
like,
else.
I like to drink wine. Now that doesn't make me less of a man.
I like wine too, but
I think Dr.
Tasty.
Karp got to the bottom of it.
I know. I this is a midlife crisis.
It's not.
Mm. Well, I don't think anyone that's having a midlife crisis.
It's a late life crisis.
That's a shot. That was a shot.
It's a 3/4 life crisis. All right, let's go to Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Joe, I finally agree with you. You said you make mistakes and you're wrong a lot of times.
All the time, yeah, Jay. Yeah, but at least I can recognize it. Yeah, that's the difference.
You sitting here with this Schwarber take is ridiculous.
Why?
He ain't nowhere near Ryan Howard. He only played half the game, so he get the rest and back and everything. Mm-hmm. So, look, he is nowhere near that. So that situation is done with.
As a hitter. I am reminded of the feeling that I got when Howard came to the plate.
He's nowhere near Ryan Howard, the best first baseman in Phillies history. No.
So if he ends the season with 200 home runs over four years, he's not near him?
If Ryan Howard, two World Series appearances. If this and that. He's not winning MVP, so no.
Well, he might. What do you mean he's not winning? Schwarber's
won a World Series, by the way.
Schwarber has a World Series.
I'm talking about here in this uniform. Okay.
What do you mean he's not winning MVP? He could absolutely win the MVP.
That's
he's not. I'm telling you right now, he's not. Put your
money on. Hold on. But you just said ifs. Now you're doing ifs.
Put your money on it. He ain't doing it.
Put my money on it. Sure, I'll bet on it. What's the worst thing happens?
All right, you go ahead and bet on it. You're going to be on here mad. L.U.,
yes.
I'm with you, man. Right? He's not the director anymore, right?
Nah, but he's still a bully.
He's not a manager or anything, right?
No,
right.
He's not that.
Oh, okay. So why is he sending emails to y'all? He bullied everybody at the station. He's sending emails to everybody to do his work.
No. Jay, he wanted his teammates to participate.
I did the same thing
a month ago.
I like what Jay
asked. Did Rod Lakin do you?
No, he did.
Well, we heard about Lakin from Dr. Karp. Jay, hold on a second. A month ago, I sent the same kind of email. Am I a bully?
Yeah, because it ain't required.
No one said it's required. But teammates help each other.
If it's not required, why are you emailing?
Well, how else are you going to get the votes, Jay?
I don't want to do it. If my boss ain't saying, I ain't better.
Well, you know what? You know what's clear. You know what's clear. You're not a team guy. That is so clear.
Who ain't a team guy? Yeah, you got to worry about yourself.
No. You're not a team guy.
Why? Because.
Well, you just said it. I don't want to do it. That's not team guy stuff. This is why you don't respect Schwarber, who's a team guy. Jay, we all saw right through this. You don't see the value in Schwarber, ultimate team guy, because Jay in West Philly, not a team guy. And you're laughing over there, thinking you've uncovered something. Oh, because Jay got me riled up? What else is new around here?
It didn't take him long to take.
Because it's just nonsense.
He said, it's he the boss? If the boss didn't tell you to do it, you shouldn't have to do it.
But wait a second. I sent the same email. Our staff responded to mine.
It's the way it was your tone, Joe. You have a nicer tone. Spike has a bullying quality about himself. Every email that Spike sends, he's a little aggressive.
I think your problem is you don't read enough emails. Most emails are similar in tone.
Why are we attacking me personally now? Why are we doing that?
Well, I just think you have a small sample. Like you always say, small sample size. You have a small sample size.
I read emails.
You do not. That is, there's a lot of lies told on this radio station.
Okay, that was a big one.
I read emails is among the biggest.
No, I read emails. Mm-hmm. Now, do I read all of my emails?
No.
Do I read some of my
email?
No.
Did you not know how to get into your email for a good year?
It took a while.
Let's go to Logan in Delaware. What's up, Logan? Logan?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yeah, Logan. What's up?
Hey, so, man, I didn't realize Deadline Douglas, man, is so fragile.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
Deadline Douglas is on the bracket next year.
You don't handle
deadlines
well.
Dude,
it wasn't you, that it was
cool
pushy.
If a teacher was telling you had a project due on Thursday and she reminds you on Wednesday it's due Thursday, You feel like she bullied you?
It all depends on how she said it. But normally, if the project, if I had to do the project was done before I got the preemptive strike email.
But why didn't you fill out the list
last
week?
Because I was about to, but then the second one, it was a little bullying tone.
It's make believe.
It was a bullying tone.
I just think anytime something's in text, like if someone doesn't put like ha ha or lol in a text, do you think they're being mean to you? Do you think they're like overly serious?
Yeah, they send them old mean text. Yeah, you better put ha ha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, but that was a bully. That was a bullying. That was a bullying text.
No, it's not. Logan, what are you thinking on Harrison Bader?
I like him as center, man. I don't think you have to think he's the answer to all your problems or one of the best bats in the league to want him out in center every day. He's not a downgrade whatsoever as a fielder, and he's only upgrades as a bat. And then I'd like to see Martian left most of the time, and if you want to rotate in Wilson or Otto Kemp every now and then, I just feel like roll with that because I don't want to see Rojas or Kepler ever again. Like, I'll drive them.
Logan, I agree. And I think you framed it the right way. And Logan, good phone call. It's not about Harrison Bader all of a sudden making us think he's an all-star or some special player.
Mm-hmm.
But the bar is so low. This again, statistically, this is the worst Phillies outfield since 1992.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see an outfielder with a pulse, there is a guy that can field and hit a little bit. I want him to play every single day. By the way, I hit that home run off a righty last night. This idea that Harrison Bader has to be a platoon player doesn't make any sense. He's been hitting righties the whole year. When the lineup comes out today, I just want to see one thing. Is Bader in the lineup? And if Bader is in the lineup, I'm happy, and I'll deal with whatever he puts out in left. And if Bader is not in the lineup, I'm going to yell tomorrow because it just doesn't make any sense. Put Bader in center field, and let's just roll with that and let him play. He's been playing well the entire season, and he's obviously better than Kepler. We tried to tell Hugh yesterday that Kepler was a bum. Hugh, soft on Max Kepler. The way you want everyone to be soft on you.
No, it's not. It's not. See, I don't know if you're in the text. Now I'm getting the bullying text from Spike. Now he's sitting.
He's texting you now?
Yeah. Oh, it's about something else. Never mind. Forget
it. Is that aggressive too?
It was an aggressive text, and I took it as him being aggressive, but it was aggressive by something else.
Okay. Glad you're locked in.
Locked in.
Let's go up to Jack in Ridley Park. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
What's going Jack, on, man? What's up?
Hey, you.
Yes.
25 years ago, would you put up with this stuff?
Me from Spike?
From anybody.
You mean the aggressive tone?
He's saying before you went soft.
Well, see, I understand what you're saying, but we have to evolve and grow as individuals. And the way that we used to handle things cannot be the way that we handle things now. Yes.
Sometimes you need to be schooled.
So, I mean, I think I know where you're going with this.
I think I'm going with a body slam or something, you know?
That is not the way we choose to handle.
A body slam for an email reminder?
We're trying not to handle things in the hands-on type way anymore. We're doing things a little different.
Quote, bullying, quote, is unacceptable.
True.
But did you think the email was bullying, Jack?
A little bit.
I didn't hear the entire thing.
All right, let me read it to you, Jack, because
he ain't gonna read it.
No, I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna read it in the language that was written.
He's gonna read it in an aggressive tone.
Okay, so Spike sent out an email last week asking us as teammates here to participate in the Mount Rushmore week and submit our names for the Phillies and Sixers and blah blah blah, right, and all the way down to the top four in the last 50 years. So he sent a reminder on Sunday because many people, including myself, had not done it yet. So this was the reminder email on Sunday that Hugh is obviously upset about. Quote, today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds. And then the link to the document. Is that bullying?
I guess it's not bullying, no.
It was aggressive.
But if I feel like I was bullied, I react to the way I feel, not to the way everybody else feels.
See, he's with me.
Right. Well, Jack, I understand that, but sometimes you have to look at yourself in the mirror.
He's telling you to live your truth, Hugh.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That's the problem.
What's the problem?
But the problem is everyone should have their own opinion, right? Everyone is certainly worthy of having their own opinion.
Sometimes.
But Hugh, if you're outside and you think it's hot,
mm-hmm.
and it's 100 degrees, but it's actually 30 degrees outside. Everyone's wearing coats, and you said, well, I thought it was going to be hot.
Yeah, your truth
maybe
is
maybe you're wrong.
Yeah.
You ever think about that? Like, maybe when a lot of people are telling you something, there's a reason for it.
Because they don't see it the way that I see it.
No, I understand.
And they see it the wrong way.
Oh,
they see it the absolute wrong way because it was an aggressive email because of the person that sent it.
Well, that's – oh, so this is really about Spike.
I mean, but he's aggressive. And it was an aggressive tone. Like, when I read that email, I read it like Spike was speaking. So, yes, it was aggressive.
Most people disagree with you today.
You know, that email didn't go directly to you.
No, right.
You just read it as, well, the shoe fit. I didn't submit this.
Well, it was directed towards me.
No, it wasn't.
It was, and it
was felt... directed towards...
Well, now it's going to be. I mean, you opened up this can of worms.
It was an intimidating email.
How did you get 80 sacks in the NFL?
Living my truth.
People three times the size of Spike were trying to beat you to a pulp.
Living my truth. And Spike's a bully.
592-9494. All right. We'll check in with you people. We'll get to your phone calls coming up on all of this, from the bullying to the new corner on the Eagles to Ryan Howard versus Kyle Schwarber. Jay's a clown for not thinking they're even comparable. Plus, we'll get... of course they're close.
Yeah, Jay has a way of getting in the skin.
You could think that Howard's better, and that's fine, right?
Yeah.
And in totality, he did have a better 4 years than Schwarber's had. But to not see the closeness to it when they've hit basically the same amount of home runs.
I see what you're saying with
then
that.
You're not paying attention. Man, all right. Cool. We'll also get to, this will be fun, a report about Joel Embiid that's been floating around the past few days and his health. That's coming up. It is the Midday Show live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV on Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Radio 94 WIP. Is this what you hear in your head when emails come in from coworkers?
And I feel fine.
soft. Fine.
No, it's not soft.
Yeah, it's
soft.
Kind of soft.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show live at Champ Camp here. This is our final Champ Camp of this week. We heard a rumor today. Maybe they're going to schedule some more Champ Camp for us, but we don't know. As far as we know, final one for a little bit because they have a game on Thursday. Right? Tomorrow's a close walkthrough. So we've been here a lot last few weeks. We enjoyed our time. If you missed it, Landon Dickerson, who was on with us earlier, you could find that on the Odyssey app or on YouTube. All right. Quick update here. We haven't given one of these in a while here. We got an update on Joel Embiid's health. You ready for
How's
this?
How's he doing?
Not great. I'm not... Are you surprised?
No, it's just the way you said it.
Did you think it was going to be?
Not great.
Well, I'm just telling you what the report is. All right, Brett Siegel covers the NBA for Clutch Points. Here's what he wrote. Quote, Embiid has struggled getting back on the court this offseason, and there is a growing concern that he will not be ready for the start of training camp, league sources told Clutch Points. The common word associated with Embiid and his health this offseason is that things are, quote, bad. Several rival teams in the Eastern Conference who spoke with Clutch Points a couple weeks ago at the NBA Summer League confirmed mixed signals coming from the Sixers regarding Embiid's knee health, with one executive saying that the Sixers are regretting their decision to extend the big man's contract in 2024. All right, a couple things. None of this is surprising. I mean, did anyone hear that and say, oh, wow, I'm shocked?
No, not at all.
Second thing is that they are regretting their decision. They should have regretted the decision to give him 3 extra years on that contract the minute he signed it.
Somebody needs to be fired. Like, in my opinion, somebody needs to be fired for that. And I understand that most people, the thought process is, you know, well, hey, you got a player of Embiid's caliber. You don't want him to leave.
Yeah.
You know, but.
But he did have time left on his deal. It wasn't like he was about to be a free agent.
And the messed up part about it is there were telltale signs in the Olympics that something was wrong with them.
Of course.
And when they tried, it's not another coach. Was it Coach Kerr? It wasn't his job to talk about a player that he doesn't really coach. He's just coaching the Olympic team. But they kind of danced around the fact that he wasn't healthy and put him out there towards the end of the games.
Yeah.
But, yeah, to sign him and knowing that he was hurt, that was bananas. And you didn't have to. You didn't have to.
Yeah, I just have zero expectations for him this season. I would not be surprised if he doesn't play. And if he does play, I'm just going to be – happy if he provides something, if he has glimpses of playing well, if he could be a part of things. But I've mentally moved on from him ever being what he used to be or even a big part of this thing.
You know what? I'm going to say that's going to probably make you thoroughly irritated when I say it. Still a Hall of Famer, though.
Well, he is. But that's really more about the Basketball Hall of Fame. And his peak was outstanding. I mean,
he's still a Hall of
Famer. He won an MVP. Yeah, I mean, I know he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. And that's I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. As far as the season, this coming season, though, it's like, to me, he's not even on the team. If he arrives and he comes back, that's wonderful. We'll assimilate him back in.
No, I'm, this is when revisionist history is big for me. And I remember Daryl Morey, our illustrious leader, said.
That's the words we're using? Illustrious leader.
Yeah, it's sarcasm.
Oh.
He said, if you squint really, really hard. Remember when he said that?
They won 24 games that last season.
We can go to the playoffs. No, it was a sobering experience when they said he has missed more games last year than he played. And I was like, wow. Wow. That's a lot. And then who can forget this all-time favorite? I'm going to stop my podcast so that I can get ready for the season.
Podcast P?
Podcast P.
Or as a caller last year on our show called him, George Paul.
George Paul.
And we don't correct that
he
until
is
the guy.
George Paul.
He hasn't earned Paul George. Not here in Philadelphia. The guy's George Paul to us. All right. Let's see. I don't even want to take the call because I know what happened last week when he gave you some liquor, so now you can't criticize the guy.
Who are you talking about?
Cowboy Jim up next on WIP. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
Kyle, it's the Midday Show. Not the morning show. Stop doing that. It's Hugh Douglas
not me.
And Joe
not
Tilio.
Not me. Again, not me.
Oh, not you. Of
no.
course.
No, yeah,
I'm
figure
not
it out.
I take the blame for that.
Yes.
Okay. Hugh?
Yes.
I've been bullied my whole life being a Cowboy fan, living in this Delaware Valley. And, you know the signs. And Spike is a smiling bully. He smiles at you, but deep down, without any words, you know, he's just putting you down. And
I don't say this
doing.
Lightly, Jim, and I don't say this to anyone else but you. You deserve to be bullied. You know that, right?
Me?
Yes.
I'm a nice guy. I'm generous. Aren't I, Hugh? I'm very generous.
Oh, don't go here. Don't you even answer over there.
I said
because you don't say anything because the guy gave you liquor.
Nice.
All right, look.
Look, I want, for Micah Parsons, I want, thank you, Ellie, at Shore Park. I want Jahad Campbell. And since your secondary is going to stink, I want Landon. That's who I want.
You want Landon, who?
I think he said Landon Davis.
You'll get Tanner McKee, a 1 and a 3. How's that sound?
Tanner McKee's the future. I think his phone dropped.
Tanner McKee.
Good.
Yeah, I think we hung up on him. Tanner McKee's the future of what?
Of the NFL.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
He's the future. Did you see those rollout plays that he had?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. He looked awesome.
He's a backup quarterback.
He look awesome.
You know, I hope it doesn't happen. Obviously, we all hope that they have full health the entire season.
Yeah, I hope.
But if, and probably when, because it's just the reality of the sport, they play 17 games. If and when we need Tanner in a big spot, that's going to be the test, the old litmus test over here for the Tanner McKee fan club, led by Hugh Douglas, how much you really believe.
Yeah, and if he has to play, he better light it up.
Well, according to you, he's the future. So he will light it up.
I mean, he's in a good spot. I think they like him a lot. That it should tell you everything you know that need to know. They let Kenny Two Gloves go.
I've never asked you this question, but now I have to ask. I feel like I'd be irresponsible not to ask. Hugh Douglas, if Jalen Hurts just were put on ice for the season.
Put on ice. No, we're not.
He's just on ice.
Mm-hmm.
This Eagles team, Tanner McKee plays 17 games.
How many wins?
They'd go 10-7 with Tanner McKee.
Yeah. I think so. I think the offense would evolve a lot. I think it would look totally different than what we're used to seeing because Jalen does so much. Probably wouldn't see the tush push as much.
That says a lot about Jalen, by the way, that you think they'd win 10 games with Tanner McKee.
Well, no, I'm saying is that they will tailor make this offense for Tanner to go out there and be successful. Kind of the same way that they did when A.J. Feely was out there playing and Donovan went down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you have somebody – that's in your organization and has been here as long as Tanner's been here, you don't overextend him.
I think that's a good comp, actually, the A.J. Feely.
Yeah, it's like you don't overextend him. And we have enough firepower that, you know, I don't think we can reach the heights that Jalen took us to. But we'll be a serviceable, decent team. Yeah, I believe that.
So I have a follow-up question.
What?
And I don't know. We probably did this in May when the schedule came out. We'll do it again before the season. How many games are the Eagles going to win if it's just normal?
This year?
Yeah.
I think we did it already. I think I had them like 14-3 or something like that.
And with the schedule?
Yeah, I think.
So you think it's a four-game gap?
I'm starting to think you deserve to be bullied.
What are you talking about?
14-3?
Live my truth.
We're trading for Raiders backup corners.
I think he's going to be a lot better than you anticipate.
I mean, maybe.
I don't see because
14 with the
schedule? I don't think.
Woo!
I don't think he's going to play the way that you think. He's not going to play the way Slay played. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, he's not as good.
As in he'll be a special teamer?
Well, no, because a lot of times you can leave Slay on an island.
Yeah.
You can leave Slay on an island and you can match him up with your better receivers. I don't think they're going to ask this corner to do that. I don't think it's going to be the same type of ask. That's why I say that.
Let's go to Andrew in Delaware. Hey, Andrew. Andrew.
Hey, good afternoon. First time caller.
Hey, Andrew.
Been listening to the show for probably 25 years, and I got to pay respect to you, Ike, and John.
I was four.
Because you guys all have been in sports. So more than anybody, you guys know sports.
Mm.
You here is where I got to call you out there, buddy.
Go for it, Andrew.
Got to call you out on that email. It's just it was a nice email. It was just direct and to the point. If you unfortunately you are right, you did take it in a way where you felt offended. So that is your right to feel that way. But you're a football player, dude.
Used to be.
You sound like you work in HR. You have a very soothing voice.
He used to be a football player, Andrew. We take sacks away from him now for this behavior
all the time.
And see, you guys shouldn't, because I mean, he did it. Now I'll be honest, I'm in sales, so I will say this. I can see both sides.
See.
But I mean, he couldn't have been any nicer with it. He just asked the point. He just needed, he wanted your opinion. I take that back. He wanted everybody's opinion. You were just one of the people and probably the 100 people that were on the email. So.
You know what it feels like to me? That you are a problem solver. And with that being said, we probably need more people like you to work at the office that we work at, because if you talk to me, if my coworkers handle me the way that you just handled me on this call, we would have a much better work environment.
You're saying we need an intervention?
Yes. And I think he needs to be a part of it.
That is one of my superpowers.
See, so. See what I'm saying? You see how that soothing tone that he has, Joe?
Yeah, it was a good tone.
He knows how to talk to individuals. You need to teach Kyle some of that, because Kyle don't know how to talk to people. Kyle is very aggressive.
Andrew seems like a nice guy. Good
and
caller.
Andrew, yeah,
we appreciate
Andrew,
it.
Thank you, Andrew, because that you can't be combative after a call like that. That was a pretty good call.
Yeah, but I prefer when a caller comes at you and calls you soft. That's to me better radio.
I'm stuck on how he said that he's been listening to our show for 25 years.
Well, I think he meant the station.
Well, he said the show.
Well, I think to some people they're all the
semantics.
Show. They're all the show. Yeah,
okay. It's just like insert shows. Person here. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We're renting space. It's really just WIP.
Yeah,
we're just here for now. All right, let's go to Tyler in Delaware. Hey, Tyler.
Yo, Joe. Yo, Hugh. How are y'all boys doing today?
Tyler, what's up? I see you out there at practice today?
Yes, he was at practice.
Yes, you did. My first time in NovaCare, Joe. Man, I was so happy. I dapped up you there with my dad. What a beautiful day, man. Joe, the offense looked crisp, man. Devontae Smith was looking good catching them balls. And, I mean, Tanner McKee, look, we are not trading Tanner McKee to Dallas, Joe, because Tanner McKee looked good back there. He is our number two. Goodbye, Kenny Pickett. I am glad that we have him to back up Hurts.
Well, he's the future, according to Hugh Douglas.
The future. Sounds about right.
Well, I mean, we did just pay Jalen. I mean, not we, but the Eagles paid Jalen all that dough, so I wouldn't say that, but yeah.
Well, the future is not now, but he's definitely the future.
Aren't they about the same age? What future when?
It's going to be a while, but he's the future.
I mean, Hugh, aren't we going to be westbound and down? The goal is to get to San Fran next year.
That's right,
Super Bowl.
Santa Clara.
So, got to keep them vibes going. But they look hungry, Joe. They look like, again, what everybody's been saying, I put my two eyeballs on it. There's no Super Bowl hangover. These boys look ready.
Joe. They look ready, Joe.
So I agree with that. Everyone we've talked to, Tyra, for the past 2.5 weeks, three weeks in here in our RV, they're all they have a sense of they're very locked in. I haven't gotten a sense without that from any player we've had. They all seem
feels like that
very very locked into what they're doing.
Yeah. No. Well, speaking of locked in, Joe, you lead me into the main part of why I called. We got to lock up Kyle Schwarber. When I tell you, Joe, it brings back the kid in me at 25 years old. Watching what Schwarber did last night with my dad, you know, I grew up with the 07, 08, 09 teams that got to see Ryan Howard play, got to see Chase Utley hit dingers, and Pat Burrow and Jay Roll. Kyle Schwarber is doing otherworldly stuff. And when I tell you about a superstar, I walk through the turnstiles. I'm sitting right now outside of Citizens Bank Park. I just got out of the team store. I'm literally saying, I walk through the turnstiles to watch Kyle Schwarber hit baseballs. Like, he's not only hitting dingers this year, Joe and Hugh, he's hitting for average. I mean, he is putting the ball in play. He's a leader. You see it in his eyes. He is locked in. And I love it. For this team, for this city, for this stretch run, and I have listened to the past hour and a half about everybody's excited about who they traded for, and I'm lockstep with you, start Bader over Kepler. But what Kyle Schwarber is doing right now, when you talk about being bought in, trying to get a bye, trying to see not just getting to the postseason, but getting to the World Series and winning the World Series, Kyle Schwarber has that World Series experience and that cachet where I am so bought into the Phillies right now, and I'm so excited that Kyle Schwarber is a Philly.
And they got to keep him one. You're right, because he is must-see TV. I mean, he's checked the box of hitting for better average. The power is immense. And Tyler, great phone call. And he's hitting lefties. I mean, he checks every box at the plate right now.
Price of the bricks went up. You could have got him a lot cheaper early in the season.
Yeah, and it's their mistake for not doing it. Man, I mean, and now I don't want
to. It's
on Kyle.
I didn't want to sign him.
Well, if they made him the right offer.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it takes two to tango with any kind of
right. You're right. You're true.
We're still getting this kind of season out of him, so you should be thanking me.
Thanking you for Kyle Schwarber's season.
I mean, what if we paid him and then he didn't go on this tear that he's
not
been
going
on?
And what if we lose him because we didn't pay him?
Well, we're not going to lose him.
I mean, we could sell ourselves that.
Well, no, I'm telling you guys that.
Okay.
So then once he resigns and we get the season out of him, then I want everyone to thank me.
But
you're talking about blaming me.
Yeah, because
I want
fault.
Thanks and apologies when we do re-sign him and he wins the MVP.
Yeah, but it still could cost them more, and then
I don't care about the cost.
Yeah, but you say that, and I got Hugh yesterday telling me Kepler's playing because they paid him.
Hugh is the cheapest guy I know.
Am I?
Frugal. You're pretty frugal.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Take that.
All right, let's check in with you people. See what's up.
You people.
Oh,
it's
know what
time
doing.
To hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Well, Hugh, if you thought Spike's email was aggressive, got news for you, buddy. This is not going to go well for you. It's brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with your friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. We'll get to some of the ones pertaining to our opening topic today. I'm not sure what the deal with this guy is, but there's a guy who just periodically drops in eye roll emojis, like every now and then in the chat, and I'm not sure exactly what they're for, but just know that he is rolling his eyes at us.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel that now as we do the show.
Yep. This show spews nonsense literally every day. Maybe
is anyone
fair.
Denying this?
No, that's probably fair. Yeah. Okay. So Bader hits one home run, and Joe thinks he's the greatest player of all time now.
All I said was he's better than the other outfield options. Do you guys have eyes? Can you not see that he's a better player than Kepler? The bar is so low that he could play the outfield at a pretty good level and hit a little bit, and I want him to play. Like this. Does anyone really – is this Max Kepler's mom? Is this you in the chat?
This is mom.
Who is defending Kepler?
Well, nothing really illustrates just how little these people listen than this one here. Is Hugh really saying Schwarber is better than Ryan Howard right now?
Yeah, they did not hear anything that I said. Yeah.
So the headline you just for the show today is Hugh rips former neighbor Ryan Howard says he pales in comparison.
That's
to crazy. Kyle Schwarber.
Wow, Hugh really likes Ryan Howard. You never hear Hugh talk this way about his new neighbor, Skip.
That's true.
Well, you know, that's my frat brother, too. Yeah. Frat brother.
Skip wasn't a frat brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
No, no. He wants to be.
Right. He wants to be fraternal, but no.
Yeah. Guess old Salt and Pepper here has a victim mentality.
Oh, Salt and Pepper. Yeah. That hurt a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
That one hurt. That one hurt a little bit.
They're going to get meaner, buddy. Wow, Hugh Douglas is an ass.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right.
That's tough, man.
Better insult today. Yeah. Hugh Douglas an ass or Rod Lake and a schmuck? Yeah.
The schmuck hit hard. Though. The schmuck would
hit
hard.
Tough, man. So we put up the poll. Just who was right, Julio or Hugh?
Yeah, we know.
A couple of the comments. I don't even know the topic, but Joe's never been right about anything.
Yep.
Don't know the topic, but clicking Hugh here is a safe bet. I voted Hugh. What's the debate?
You got to love these people, yeah, man. You got to love them.
And you know what they're going to say before they say
it. Yeah, because yep. I do. I was going to call.
Very predictable. Yeah. Andy Reid, quote, Hugh, we have a game tomorrow. Hugh, quote, stop bullying me. I guess we know now why this push-up competition has never happened. Hugh is scared to death of Spike.
Wow. Spike. The truth comes out.
That don't hurt me. Spike's a bully.
Yep.
He's a little bit of a bully.
Yeah.
Hugh Douglas is a notorious troublemaker, just like he started the drama between McNabb and T.O.
Yeah,
you started that. You did
you, you certainly,
I did not
You certainly put kerosene to the fire.
I didn't.
Well, come on.
I didn't do anything.
Okay.
Look, yeah, nothing happened.
There was a scene in Home Alone 2 where Kevin soaks the rope in kerosene.
Yes.
Knowing that he could then light it on fire. You soaked the rope in kerosene, and then they lit it on fire.
I didn't do that. I was a victim of circumstance. I was asked a question.
On the radio again.
And somebody misunderstood what was being asked. Yeah.
You're blaming everyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not my fault.
All right, Hugh, last thing here. Per your rules, you're not allowed to get offended by this. Hugh, you are late and irresponsible. Quit crying like a baby and own it, with all due respect.
He should have started with all due respect.
Then,
when you start with it, then you can do it.
Oh, so, but we'll
so
if it's in the reverse
we'll that,
order,
yeah,
it
well, we'll let you have that. We'll give that one. Too. Yeah, we'll give
right.
you that one.
Interesting. So you're gonna allow that.
Yeah. Okay. So since we're here, I guess yeah. I'll
what
fill
if
out
I what if
list.
I flipped it around? With all due respect, Hugh, you were late and irresponsible. Quit crying like a baby and own it.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I gotta accept that.
I mean, that's way more aggressive than Spike's email, though.
Totally.
No, and you're okay with it.
It's because of Spike.
Okay.
Spike's aggressive.
It's the messenger, not the messenger.
I know we spoke earlier about how everyone's allowed to have their own opinion, but do you find it interesting that no one else we work with had the takeaway you did?
I think they did. They just didn't want to say anything.
Well, no, you asked me. I would have agreed with you if
I just
I did.
Think, I just
Kyle
think
got
people,
the same email.
A lot of people said things.
I think a lot of people agree with me.
What I think would have happened, if other people felt the way you did, there would have been a group text without Spike in it talking about the email.
I think, how do you know that didn't happen?
Well, I wasn't involved in it.
See? Because you.
So you and the other soft people at work are having a group text?
I'm just saying. I'm not saying.
Kyle, are you
I'm
on the soft group text?
Or denying
you
anything.
I'm on the soft group text.
Dang, it's not like he called you
it's
out
the opposite.
Bit.
What was it last year? What was
the accountability?
Devin White?
The accountability.
Yeah. Accountability. Well, we know you're not invited to the accountability.
Accountability tweet.
This is the victim group text.
I got to do it.
I'm going to make a new group chat on my phone. Victim mentality. I'm going to invite Hugh.
That was an aggressive tweet. That was an aggressive text, though, man. That was pretty aggressive.
Which one?
The one that Spice sent.
The email?
Yes.
Come on, man.
That was pretty aggressive.
It was the opposite of aggressive.
Telling me to hurry up and get it done.
Again, that's not the words.
You know what? I forgot. Did we dump Landon Dickerson earlier? Because remember he did the potty mouth on. Okay, make sure we got. Just
hope so.
Sure we got that. Yeah. That
he had a few slip ups there.
That was pretty matter of fact.
I don't think we need to go fully into the technology on it because we have to hand it over to the afternoon show. It's too late now, Hugh.
No, it was just on my mind.
I know.
I thought about it.
You get 7 seconds.
That's like leaving the house 2 hours late. We turn the stove off. Well, buddy, it's over, man.
About 4 hours. Later.
Gasoline's been on for a while, that propane. All right.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yep, that's it. All right, that's enough for us for today.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We'll be in the studio.
Nope.
Where are we going tomorrow?
Phillies game.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Don't sound too excited. Citizens Bank Park tomorrow.
I'm excited. Yay!
Can't wait to be there.
We're at the bar.
Yeah.
We're in the bar.
Yes, we are. We'll be at the Phillies game tomorrow. We'll talk to you at 10. Afternoon show next. I can't wait to hear Spike address the slanderous claims on the midday show today. Afternoon next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.